Rebbe, Simon Reish Zayin, Sif Gimel. So Zadur Shalom Aruch, Mugmer.
That both Mishnah and Kesef are kind of pre-established as Kenyanim.
Mugmer, Shagabin Boyz the Kalim, and Mavarkan Allah. So they would take coals, heat them up, you would have hot coals, you put this type of a spice onto the coals, and it would catch on fire and make a smell. And then you would put clothing or different types of Kalim near it, and it would absorb the smell of that, so that's called mugmer. So the purpose over there is to put a smell into the bag and not to create a reyah for you to smell it in general. So the purpose of making the smell wasn't for you to smell it. It was to put a smell into the bag, so that's like it wasn't made for this purpose. And you're now smelling it on the side. We don't make a bracha. So you don't make a bracha in a bracha alav. The fish lo nasal hariach ba'atzma shel mugmer. Elik elitin reyach bekelim. So the purpose of the mugmer was to put a smell into the kelim, not that you should smell the mugmer. Now, what about when you smell the baguette? V'chein mariach bekelim shem mugmorim and a mavorach. Now you take the baguette, which has a nice smell, and you smell that. What's alach over there? Also no bracha. Fishay niker al reich below yiker. In the baguette, you don't have the item which creates a smell. So that's the second din. That's something which you have a smell without the iker where it comes from. You don't make a bracha that either. So you end up not making a bracha neither on the mugmer, neither on the kelim.
And therefore, we can assume that
Yibayz mugmer shesarvim b'samim umavirim kelim ubegadim al gabi. So you burn the besomit, and then you bring the keli or the begonim above the smoke that you're creating, and the smell is absorbed into the keli or into the bag. Okay. So that's the person who's doing the process. It's called the Megamer, or somebody else who comes in, and even if he comes in and he goes over to the mugmer and specifically takes a smell. Okay. Now, Yudal official Nasa wasn't made to make a reich. It was made for people in general to use. It was made for a specific purpose to put a smell into the kelim. But let's say me in this kavan ligmer kelim. If you have both ideas in mind, so then it has two functions. At least we have this before. It has two functions. The reyach function being a valid function as well. So you would make a bracha on the reyach. Now, what about making a bracha on the keli? The keli is just the smell with nothing, no ikur generating the smell. El reyach b'loy. So the Mishnah Berurah has both. They don't have any besamim, it's Motzi Shabbos, and they don't have any besamim. So they came up with this idea. So they took the hassle. That they used to pound the besamim, and they take it, they smell it, so it has the smell of all the besamim on it. So, rechasim v'tolu, it's a brachah v'tolu. Because rechasim can shehireach shein lemikir. It's a smell absorbed into the keli, but really it really isn't anything there. It's washed off already. It's not there, so there's nothing to make a brachah on in that situation. Okay. Fine.
So from his hand, he was the sheep.
Fine. Sif Dalit, the one we're sif. Some shall erva. So you have a perfume, you have something which is made to make a nice smell, which is being used by a woman who's an erva to him. So she's wearing this perfume. So woman puts on perfume on her body, she don't make a bracha. But they actually used to do it a little bit differently. They would take like a little necklace, they'd have a little container, and they'd have these psalmim sitting in the necklace. So she has this little container of psalmim hanging around her neck. Or she's holding it in her hand, in her mouth. There's no bruch on them. You know, go smell the psalmim, because it might draw the person close to the woman, attract them to the woman. That's a problem. So that you're not allowed to smell them. If you're not allowed to smell them, you can't make a bruch on them if you're smelling them. Okay. Tezayin. Shall erva. Here shall isha she erva lo. Erva means, so it means a woman who's also to him. But a woman who's single, she's not married, she's not any relative in any way. He's allowed to marry her. So maybe that's not also. So the Magaram says maybe it's mutter. However, many Akhrayim disagree. Brings it to Eli Rabba, the Marcia. That feel of a pluya also, even a woman who's single, it's also. Why? They hear her. There's a separate issue over here. Besides the concern that he might be attracted to the woman and touch the woman, kiss the woman, which that's the iser only by an erva, derived by an erva. But there's a separate iser, which is independent iser, of being mahara about women. So if he's attracted to the woman, he's going to think about her, be mahara about her, even though she's a penuya, she's mutter to marry, he's not allowed to be having fanciful thoughts about her. Furthermore, the calls that feel Shana Nida. We're talking about a woman who's single, but she's not a Nida. There was a time where even women which are not married would be careful to go to the mikveh because of Tahara's issues, etc. So you have a woman who's single, she's not related to him anyway, she's not married, she's not a Nida. So she's not an Arab anyway. So what's it talking about? But Basula Shalonu, she's stomach because his Nida's same. But nowadays are unmarried women. We assume that they're nidus. Shenam tevelas the nidus, and they don't go to the mikvah. Also, the chuliyah with the b'chalaraya saints. So now, they go back to the simple issue of that we have the isra of lo sikra v'magaloi serva. A person's going to be attracted to a woman who's also to him. She's a nidah. It's considered amongst the rayas. Not only is this an isser by a single woman or by somebody else's wife or a relative was also to him, but even his own wife is an isser of smelling the psalmim because of that is an act of being attracted to the woman, which is also, a person has to be careful with that when it comes to the woman, even his own wife, which is an isser. Okay. Fine. So the Yosef says that even though the yichud is permitted and other functions are permitted, but things which are significantly attracting between the man and the woman, that they may not do during the time that she's in Eden. So this would be also as well. Okay, now, so the Shemunar says Yichud is permitted with a person's wife is Anita, he's allowed to be Yichud with her, they live in the same house.
There are rules in the there are some things in which
it's not allowed to
Well, that's obviously not allowed. So that's Team Chorus. But the point is, even things which are not that but would be attracting the man to the woman, he has to be careful. He might forget that she's a needle. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch gave an example that the kubel shel psalmim is hanging around her neck. So she has a little container with psalmim in it. It's on her body. So obviously that's going to be an issue. All right. So what about, she normally wears them around her neck, but now she has, she's not wearing them, she has them on the table, she took them off. So what's the look? So the Shulchan Aruch said it's only also while it's on her. Come these Achronim, they say, right? That love that you should call them a tzibora. El regilus not. That's a common case. The b'samim she regilah law says tzibora. She normally wears them. Kilo hang munach in case el shulchan gam can end the baruch aleihem. So they argue that even since they're made for a function, which it will be problematic, even when they're not in a situation, they're not made for a halachic reyah that we're supposed to be involved in. And furthermore, da'ide zeh yomer the hearer imakir b'yodes. These smells are strong smells, and they will arouse him if he recognizes which woman wears this. That would remind him of that woman, and he might be aroused to have hear about her, even though she's not wearing it right now.
Okay.
So take a look here in the Shara Tzion. So, who are these Achronim? What's their thought process? Okay, so it's in Sharsin Chav Zayin. About five lines up from the bottom. There's a Tazach Yadam, Shari Chuvah, B'Shem Rikha Yosef. So we have quite a line up. It's a Tazach Yadam and a Rikha Yosef. Fine. See what's on the table, it's also. Akfiya Nira, Dima Taz, where did he get this idea from? He got it from the following Allah. There's Allah. He starts with the Sivayim Shal Isha Kishim Akira. If a woman wears a certain type of colorful clothing, so that's attractive. So man now look at her clothing to be attracted to her when she's wearing it. Well, the halacha is if he knows that this clothing belongs to this woman, and he knows who the woman is. The halacha is shasa feel tulim al kaisel kim avur b'yemen as a simcha v'alus shem yavul laharibu. Even when they're hanging in the closet, he cannot go look at it, because it might cause him to think about her and have hear her. Okay? So therefore, the Taz takes this same idea. We don't learn how to pack that. She has a... So the same way over there, obviously, it's all talking about a garment which is specifically for a woman. So we're talking about a kubah shabbos, which is not only worn by women, and he knows this woman's kupa, he's going to think about it.
Because the shiva is not an option. I have this.
Okay. Okay. Then he gets involved in another part of the homage. Well, the right now, fine. Now, take a look at the bottom line over here. He brings the Rashba. Rashba says, why did Chazal say that we don't make a bracha on these things? Remember, so the end of the line, last three words. These items were made, women used it because they wanted to improperly attract people to look at them and to smell them. So if that's what their function is, Chazal will not put a bracha on such a thing. Therefore, also feel a reach memela. Even if you happen to be smell memela, there's no way you make a bracha. That's what the Rashba says. So obviously, you will not make a bracha on that. That's how you understand this alone. Okay. Just one more sif. So they would have someone they would put in front of their Vodazoras, so you know how to smell that, because it's part of something which is being offered to the Vodazora or honoring the Vodazora, and that's also to have benefit from. Okay. That they would actually give it as an offering to the Vodazora. So therefore there'll be no bracha on that situation.
One
point point over here in the Moshe Dirshah, they add by the case of the woman that this issue that we say was a problem when the container is on the table, because that was how she wore it. So that, well, let's say a woman has a bottle of perfume, which is a halachically valid perfume to make a bracha. Not all perfumes make a bracha. It's a natural scent, which and it's, you know, so you make a bracha if you smell it. She doesn't put the bottle on her body. She sprays something onto her body. So the way she wears it is not using the bottle is not part of the process of wearing it at all. So that doesn't go within the halacha. You would make a bracha if the person would take the bottle to smell. So right now the bottle again is not made for the function of smelling it like this. It's put on the body. If he can take the bottle simply for the purpose of smelling it, he'd be able to make a bracha. He brings this from Rabbi Sina Abba Shaul that he passes like that. Okay.